help us. Some of these ideas are blatantly connected to prayer and scripture and feel very spiritual. Others are more tied to meals or miniature golf and feel more fun or relational. The reality is that the family bonding during car trips and card games is indeed very spiritual. Similarly, exchanging prayer requests in your family and adopting a family Bible verse are activities that tighten your family's relationships with each other. So we present both relational and spiritual ideas, praying that the Holy Spirit will help you sort out which hold the most promise for your family's roadmap. No longer do the finest faith-building ideas need to remain hidden from view, practiced privately by scattered families. They are now gathered in your hand, on your coffee table, and across your screen. The sources for the sticky findings and ideas. Most of the findings and ideas to help your family develop lasting faith come from three sources. The first data stream flowing through this guide is 6 years of research we at the Fuller Youth Institute conducted with more than 500 youth group graduates from churches nationwide. Our team's goal was to follow these students during their first 3 years of college, to discover the steps that churches and families could take to help set young people on a trajectory of lasting faith. As we shared the results of that study with parents nationwide through presentations and our first book, Sticky Faith, they have begged us for more practical ideas, ideas we knew we could best glean from families themselves. So the second data stream running through this guide is 50 interviews the Fuller Youth Institute team conducted during 2012 to 2013 with parents across the United States. Nominated by church leaders, these parents are of different geographical regions and denominations, various marital situations. While the majority are married, some are single parents and others are remarried, and diverse ages and ethnicities. What they share is a commitment to deepen their kids' faith and a recognized effectiveness in doing so. These parents are far from flawless, but they are willing to share what seems to have helped their kids keep the faith. To our delight, their experiences both confirmed what we had learned from our first data stream of 500 young people and opened our eyes to new tributaries of insights and ideas that help families build enduring faith. While these two studies yielded a treasure trove of insights,